This is Charlotte Pierce. I'm the host of Ready Row USA, and I'm really happy to have everyone here and our new subscribers, especially you keep us, you sustain us when you subscribe, and it's just great to see the stream of people coming in. We are called Ready Row USA. We're a podcast in the Rowing Chat Network, so you can find us at rowing.chat/ReadyRowUSA. We have a great program tonight. We have Reba Knickerbocker of Bend the Blade. Hi, Reba.
Hey, Charlotte. How's it going?
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I was so psyched to go to your symposium at the Catch on March 23rd. That was really fun. And we'll get into some of the more of the buzz from that. But sure. I'd like to welcome people to this spring season of Ready Row USA. We're doing them weekly right now because, well, especially in the north, we've just started rowing, basically. Yeah. But I know y'all in Florida and Texas and California and Arizona have been rowing for all winter, but we are thawing out here, barely. And we are continuing our weekly broadcast featuring the best of spring rowing news, gadgets and gear, hacks and tips. And we have sources across the country who are starting to feed us news. And we appreciate that into our new submission form, which will flash on the screen here in a little bit. We are, you can subscribe. We'd love to have you subscribe because then we can let you know when things like people like Reba are coming on, where we'd like to get more engagement in the podcast. So we will have, if you watch to the end, we'll have a hashtag that you can use in your comments, and then we'll have a drawing for a half-hour consultation by Reba Knickerbocker of Bend the Blade. And you can tell us a little bit more about what you do, Reba, but tell me a little bit about what you've been doing out there. You're based in Northampton, but you go around the country speaking about two masters women and about masters rowing, right?
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah, I do. And it's been really fantastic, the welcoming that I've received from women out there in the community who are rowers. What do I do? Well, you know, it's a hard sort of, it's a little hard to define because I do things with groups, I do things with teams, and I also do things with individuals. So on the group team side, what I do is come in and talk about mental skills training. I talk about competitive behavior. I talk about culture. I talk about ways to be a better coach for masters rowers. And on the individual side, I help masters women specifically in approaching how they are being in the sport. So for a lot of women who come into the sport, they come in having not had any athletic experience at all. And so coming in and learning something new, understanding the culture, understanding what it's like to be in the boathouse, and even deeper than that, understanding themselves as athletes, can be, you know, something that they need a little help navigating. And so sort of the little Swiss Army knife that they have. So I can certainly help them with some physiological training and technical training after coaching for about 20 years. But predominantly what I do is help them on the sort of mental, emotional side, just feeling more, having more athletic self-esteem, self-confidence, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you know, did you row in college or like, how did you get into rowing?
Right. So really quick and dirty on me. I rowed in college actually as a non-traditional age student. So I went to Mills College and I started rowing there at the age of 27. So I was a master's rower.
That's California, right?
Yeah. That's California.
My aunt went to Mills College. Yeah.
All right. Go Mills.
Yeah. She talked about it for all her life.
Yeah. So it was a fantastic experience, but I started rowing as that 27-year-old, but in a collegiate environment, as a collegiate athlete. So it was sort of a combination of those two things. And after doing that, I went on to coach. I coached at Mills for a couple of years, and then I came out east to get my master's from Smith, actually in coaching. They have a fantastic program there, and did some coaching out here, and then continued to coach after that in various places. So I coached masters, I coached juniors, I coached collegiates, done it all, and loved it, really enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, that was so, I mean, the group of people, you women, you got together at that, at the Catch Symposium, which you plan on rolling that out across the country. Is that right? Are you doing some
Yeah. I'm actually working on getting a space in Seattle, planning on doing it out in Seattle on, save the date, September 14th. So, and also talking to some folks about doing one in DC. So mid-Atlantic region, trying to get down there. So all of those are in the works right now. And the buzz has been fantastic. I mean, the buzz from all the women who attended the first symposium, women who have read my blog, women who are on my Facebook page. I mean, it's sort of high time that, Masters rowers in general, but also Masters women get their due.
Yeah, I got so much out of that, really, even from the non-rowers, like the nutritionist and the people talking about, the unique ailments or injuries that we get as masters.
Right.
Women. But in particular, your, I'm not getting anything from this. I'm not getting any kickbacks or anything, but I just felt like you were so inspiring and you just like put your finger right on what I needed to hear, like the visualization stuff. And like, I now get up in the morning and I say, I will have a clean catch, or I'll push to the finish. I'll have a fantastic finish.
Right. So, I'm a strong rower with clean and efficient catches.
That's it. That was it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So anything, well, anything come out of that? I mean, did you like you were going to do a little recap for us?
I mean, it was just a great response, and I'm thank you so much for all the kind words. I really, for me, this is a passion. I mean, this is really, as I said, I think it's time that Masters women have gotten their due. And what I mean by that is that, I feel like it's almost sort of an afterthought, this group. There's a lot of focus on juniors, a lot of focus on collegiates, a lot of focus on national team elite level rowers. But there tends to be sort of this, the ugly stepsister. I mean, effect. No offense to anybody out there. I'm just saying we sort of are like, the second tier, third tier, fourth tier even. So, I think it's been really great to see how much the women out there, the Masters women that are rowing, care about what it is they do, have a passion for the sport, want to be exceptional athletes. And that doesn't mean they're necessarily competitive. Just, it can be competitive, cannot be competitive, but just want to really be excellent rowers. And they deserve the attention and, specifically from a coaching standpoint, I think they deserve the level of coaching that in some places they may not be getting. Some places I know they're getting. I think there are amazing Masters coaches out there, and that is the exception, I think, and not the rule.
Yeah, I know that we have often, we get our coaches give us videos to watch, and sometimes those can be just like we were looking at the other day, and it was all like elite men. Examples, and this is for a group of people that is, if not predominantly women, it's at least half women,
right?
And, the coaching group that I'm in, and it's just like, what the heck? I mean, I can learn something from an elite man. Sure, I can watch an elite man.
Sure.
I can learn a lot, and I love watching elite men.
Sure,
don't get me wrong, but it's like,
right?
We want to see what we We want to see ourselves, just like that's to be right. inspired. And right. that goes into some of the discussion we were having before the show about, you know, the establishing a tradition of women in coaching so that you have crews that are coached by women. Because so
yes.
we're talking a little bit about the sort of rarity of rowing coaches that are women.
Yeah. Well, you know, bouncing off Muffet McGraw's really strong statement that she gave about, you know, they're basically needing to be more women coaches. Mm-hmm. Or do we want to run that clip or we're not going to?
Let me see. Nancy, can we do the clip? Nancy?
Yep.
I'd like to highlight this wonderful woman who's running our stage management today.
Yes.
Nancy Diesner. She is awesome. She's an artist. She's a fantastic sculler with a stroke that we all try and emulate. So thank you, Nancy, for helping us out. Do you want to run that now? And I'll put it on there.
Important as your career has gone on and we've lost past Summit. How seriously do you take being that voice?
Did you know that the Equal Rights Amendment was introduced in 1967 and it still hasn't passed? We need 38 states to agree that discrimination on the basis of sex is unconstitutional. We've had a record number of women running for office and winning, and still we have 23% of the House and 25% of the Senate. I'm getting tired of the novelty of the first female governor of this state, the first female African-American mayor of this city. When is it going to become the norm instead of the exception?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so bouncing off of that, I know from my own experience in coaching that, and this goes for, you know, not just rowing and not just basketball, but pretty much any sport that's out there, you have more males coaching than females coaching. And she goes on to say, you know, if 99% of the coaches who coach men are male, then why shouldn't 99% of the coaches that coach women be female? And I think that definitely, if you look at rowing and look at how many coaches you have out there coaching really big time programs, there are more men than women coaching those programs. And I think we have a lot of really exceptional women coaches out there that could be coaching these programs. So, and that goes for masters as well. I think there tend to be generally more men coaching masters women than women coaching. In fact, I can think of three programs right off the top of my head that are now have men that are coaching masters women.
And
so,
have you spoken with people at like U.S. Rowing about this, or have you kind of have you stepped into that advocacy role to develop more women coaches?
Not just specifically more women coaches, but I have been, you know, having casual conversations with people about the level of education in the U.S. Rowing Coaching Education Program that actually focuses on masters rowers. Mm-hmm. So we had a woman who was at the symposium who was in the process of getting her level 2 certification as a rowing coach through U.S. Rowing. And I asked, was there any information in the, you know, booklet that she had in the coaching booklet about specifically about masters? And she was like, yeah, no. So I think if we're going to really take coaching masters seriously, we have to start with part of the education program through U.S. Rowing needs to involve specifically coaching masters age athletes. Mm-hmm. And
see you give a presentation at the conference. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I talked at the last one in December of mm-hmm. women in competitive behavior, but I would love to talk to a group of coaches, right, to be in the room with the coaches and to say, here are the things that are different in coaching the master's athlete. And there are many things that, you know, physiology is different, right, obviously, and that can affect your technical, you know, prowess, but more specifically approaching it from the place of like, you know, masters have different lives and different focuses. And you need to work differently as a coach with masters rowers than you do with juniors or collegiates.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the, that was another thing at the symposium that I really liked, that competitive. So like, cause I go between telling myself that I don't care about the race, you know, like I don't care, you know, and just being like, I've got to get out there and, you know, I know I'm competitive. I just,
yeah.
You know, like I try and deny, I've got a little guy sitting on one shoulder and telling me.
Sure. Well, it's that the post I just, my, you know, most recent blog post was, you know, about the unknowable you and what are you capable of doing? And the different, the two demons that you have, you know, one of the demons you have is the one that says, you don't care about, this is not that big of a deal. You know, you're just going to go have fun. It's going to be fun. And then there's the other one that's like, no, I'm getting on this. I want to beat her. You know, I want it right. And so I think there's a lot of baggage that women have around being competitive. And I think mostly it's about, you know, I'm just going to call you out and say, you know, it's bullshit that you don't care. Of course you care. Of course you care. And then and that's good to care. It's fine to care. Like caring. But, you know, the minute we say we it matters to us, is the minute that we start to feel vulnerable, right?
And then so then it becomes that thing that says, yes, I can win this race, or I am going to win this race. And, you know,
are you there? I mean, this is the thing. There's all the stuff that goes on behind it that I think is important to recognize, that you have to start saying those things and start telling yourself that it does matter. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. It does matter. You have to start being honest with yourself about that. And then all of the rest of the things make sense to you. The level of training you're doing, the fact that you're getting up at the butt crack of dawn to get out there and row. You know, maybe you're paying a private coach to coach you. Maybe you're paying for online coaching through somebody else. You know, it could be a myriad of things that you're involved in. And admitting to yourself that, yes, this matters, makes all of those things, you know, make sense.
Yeah. And, right. You know, I know we had this, like, we called it the cold quad squad. So we had a month where we, before the singles could go out, we did, you know, basically a month of quads and doubles. And, you know, just like committing to that quad, you know, you have to be there.
It's like, right.
Or else they can't take the quad out. But, you know, for me, that was great. And then doing the winter training, you know, just like when I pay for something, then I'll do it. I figured that out. You know, I got to pay.
Right.
For
it. Right. And then it's like, it, you know, what is your driving purpose to do that? You know, like, you know, what are you shooting for? You know, are you shooting for, yes, I'm going to row my single at the head of the Charles. And so I want to be prepared to do that because I want the result to be a good one for me, whatever that is. You know, it's really making that commitment to yourself is, I think, incredibly important. And when we start saying, oh, you know, I'm not competitive, I'm not like that. It's like what I talked about at the symposium, when women say, oh, I'm not like that. I'm fascinated by that. You're not like what? What is it that you think, you know, what is this thing that you think it is that is not okay to be? Because everybody's competitive. You can't tell me. I mean, I'm going to go speak in Chicago.
And you want to be the best damn speaker that they have, right?
That's right. I'm going to go to Chicago and talk to these women at Recovery on Water. And I'm super excited to meet the coaches and meet the coaches again. I met them in San Diego at the convention. And also talk to their athletes about this whole piece about being competitive. I mean, you know, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some character stuff. We're going to talk about flow and all good stuff. I'm super excited to hang out with them for the weekend.
Yeah. I love this positive self-talk, that image that you had there with them.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
That's so cute. Well, we have about, let's see, what do we have about 5 more minutes? Where's my timer? Oh, 7:19. Yeah, we have a 5 or 6 more minutes. What else would you like to talk about? Some of your upcoming events, or just like maybe like a training tip or an inspirational tip?
Yeah, well, let me see. Okay, so let's run down the events first. So I mentioned the Recovery on Water event that's happening this weekend in Chicago. Then September, I'm going to be out in the Seattle area doing the next symposium at the Catch, hopefully with my co-producer, Brent Holmes. Looking forward to that. I will keep everybody posted on the DC plan, but that is in the works as well. And I also am going to be doing a short little stint when I'm on the West Coast with Nike. So doing a little talk there with some of the trainers that they have on the Nike campus. So I'm extremely excited about that. That's going to be fantastic. So those are the upcoming events. I continue to post on the blog, and I am always loving reactions that I get from people on the Facebook page. If you have suggestions, things that you want to talk about on the blog, you want to hear from me about, I'm happy to entertain those ideas.
Now, so, one thing Nancy and I wanted to know is how you got that image. Was that a GoPro that was on the blade?
No, that is not my image. That's a total raw image that is like an unnamed, non-sourced cool. image.
Well, yeah. It's perfect.
I've actually had it in my photos for a long, long time.
Yeah, so, I don't know if Nancy can get that up, but it's on bendtheblade.com. It's right, isn't it? When you go right to your
It's right there on the front page. Right. Yeah, it's also on my Facebook page.
Well, that's really cool, and we will keep following you. We have 5 people watching us. So exciting, and. Right. Yes. And, you know, more people, we have 550 subscribers at Rowing Chat, but we have, you know, a lot of people that come and watch after we post it on YouTube. I would like to say for the people who are watching and commenting, we will take your names. And if you use RRUSA REBA, right?
REBA, that's it.
Yeah. So use that hashtag in your comment and you will be entered for a free consult, women's master's consult with Reba Knickerbocker.
Nice.
Yay.
Super exciting. Listen, I just want to thank you so much, Charlotte, for the opportunity. And this is super fun. I love doing these kind of gigs. And my inspirational tip to everybody out there would be to be extremely grateful for the opportunity to get on the water and row.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm getting to the point in the season where when I finish my row, I don't want to get off the water. And I know that's a really good sign. You know that feeling? It's like, maybe I should just do another hour. You know, I love it. I love it.
Make that happen, that's great.
Yeah. Well, I've got my own boat now, so I can kind of take it a little bit longer. But we have some club news, I think, right, Nancy? Are we going to show that? Club news. Oops. And we have Vashon Rowing Club. Tara Morgan, who's going to be on next week. You might know her, Reba. But
oh yeah, I know Tara.
Yeah. So she's got a. She's got a inclusive rowing organization that she founded called Seize the Oar. And so they got this cool thing coming up in September called Passport to Pain. I can only imagine what that's about. But I love it. And Tara's she's a hoot. She's going to be on next week on May 1st with Mark Wilson of All American Rowing Camp. He's one of our contributors. So there's that one. And then we have, what was the next one we had, Nancy? Oh, Spokane River Rowing Association. Yeah, also from the Pacific Northwest. Because we, you know, being the center of the universe here in New England, that's a joke. I'm really trying to reach out and get some other areas contributing in their club news. And so I'm glad we got these two pieces from the Northwest. I have actually rowed with the Spokane River Rowing Association because I'm from Spokane and I visit back there. And they are the nicest group of people. Just Spokane River is a stunning, beautiful river right out of Coeur d'Alene Lake. And they're just just the nicest. You know Marnie Schroer? She's pretty active on Facebook too. Yeah.
So no.
She's really fun. And but Tara's going to be talking about her foundation and a bunch of other stuff. So next week, and we'll have in upcoming sessions. We'll have our other contributors, Ellen Minsner. She's the U.S. High performance para rowing director now for U.S. Rowing, and she's out of Community Rowing, which is mine and Nancy's club. And we'll have Mark Wilson chiming in next week. He runs with Jim Dietz the All American Rowing Camp, where I have actually gone in the winter. So we're going to wrap it up, and thank you all for staying with us and watching. And remember, RRUSA, Ready Row USA, REBA is the hashtag or some facsimile thereof. And we will make a drawing and get you a consult with REBA. So thank you so much, REBA.
Charlotte. Thanks, okay. Ready Row.
Yay, take care. We'll see you all next week on May 1st at 11 a.m. Bye now.